Scottish football's league leader. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Half times around the country, in fact second half starting to get underway, but I don't think we're underway yet at Ibrox. Andrew McLean and Roger Hannah. Roger, Rangers have got themselves comfortably in front. It feels like a comfortable performance. How good a performance has it been?
It's been good in flashes. It has been sporadic. It did come out quite fast. Abdullah Thima again has been a threat. He took his goal really well, Gordon. They fell a little bit flat after that for a period of time. I expected more, I have to say, from Hibernian. You know, been down the flanks, Boyle and Ewan have been kept quite quiet. And just when you thought 1-0 was going to be an acceptable half-time scoreline, Nicholas Raskan came up with an excellent strike from 25 yards. There was a challenge by Sam Lammers in the build-up to the goal, which was viewed again by VAR, but referee Don Robertson in the VAR happy to give the goal. I said I thought David Marshall could have done better. When I've seen the goal again in the replay, it's a better hit for Raskan than I initially thought, so we can probably exonerate David Marshall of any blame now. But I think for the Clermont and the Rangers fans have every right to be content with the 45 minutes that we've seen. He said yesterday he's not Harry Potter, he hasn't a magic wand, he can't transform these players instantly, but he'll be content with the 45 minutes and the performance he's seen so far.
I suppose Andrew McLean, the Rangers wouldn't necessarily look to make any changes, would they? Anything doing for Hibs?
Yeah, you'd be surprised really if Rangers were to make any changes. Hibs are already out on the pitch at the moment. Well, most of their players are, so I will let you know as soon as the full 11 are out on the pitch. But Rangers are making their way onto the pitch at the moment. Of course, there is that one change that they made in the first half. Borna Barisic with an injury, looked as if it would be maybe a quad problem for him. Ridvan Yilmaz has come on. He was, you know, right basically on the touchline where Philip Clermont was in the first half, and Clermont was giving him a lot of instructions in that first half. He's giving a lot of information to his players when he can. And one thing I'd noticed, Roger, you know, Philip Clermont had said yesterday he didn't want to see, you know, I can't quite say the word on air, but not very good lateral passes from Rangers. It's been quite obvious that when Rangers players have been getting on the ball, they've been looking to get the ball forward as quickly as possible.
Yeah, they have been, and they're looking to get it into wide areas. Tavernier out there on the right-hand side, they've got Wright, Thima on the left-hand side, initially with Farris, then with Ridvan, and they've tried to press Hibs. You know, Hibs like to play out from the back. They've not been allowed to play out from the back. Rangers have shown more energy, just like Philip Clermont and the supporters called for.
Yeah, no changes for either side. Referee Don Robertson just checking everything is good to go. Adam Lafondre, the man standing over the ball, and gets us underway for the second half.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. Fight off the flu this winter with help from their pharmacy.
So, there we have it. Second half's underway. It would take something monumental for Philippe Clermont to not come away with an opening game victory as Rangers boss from here, Hugh.
Yeah, it would have to be something catastrophic now. I think Rangers will only go from strength to strength. I think two will become three and possibly four. You know, Hibs have gone there and they've been positive, but on the day so far, not good enough.
You fancied Rangers to drop points today, Gordon DL. You thought that might happen. Has this been a combination of Rangers have done things well in patches and flashes, as Roger says, and actually Hibs have offered very little, haven't they?
I think, yeah, both. But I think the timing of the goals are very important, Gordon. They got off to a good start, Seema getting a good goal, terrific finish. And then just on the stroke of half-time, 1-0, you still think, can Hibs create a chance? They've got plenty of attacking players on the pitch. Second half, let's see what they've got to offer. But Raskan probably has put this game to bed. And I'm with you, I'd be very surprised if Rangers don't add to this.
Yeah, the problem Hibs have got, you know, the great attacking intent with the players at the top end of the pitch, but new manager, same problems. Cannot defend through the heart of their team. And Fish and Hanlon, again, credit to Seema, because real pace to get in there and a great finish. But Hanlon and Fish are bumping into each other almost every week and conceding goals. So until Nick Montgomery can get that right, then Hibs will always be a team that goes up and down. But for Philippe Clermont, probably almost perfect first half.
That's sad news coming out of English football in particular, Hugh, but the type of name that really goes across borders, it has to be said. One of the games most recognisable name, Sir Bobby Charlton, England's World Cup winner and Manchester United legend, has died at the age of 86. His family have released the news in the last 10 minutes or so, and as you can imagine, a whole host of tributes pouring in from all corners of the football world already.
There is a statue outside Old Trafford of three players: Dennis Law, Georgie Best and Bobby Charlton. Sadly, George Best has gone. Now Sir Bobby has gone. Dennis, I hope, will be with us for many years to come. Someone I treasure having met and worked with. But for people of my generation, Bobby Charlton, you know, in 1957, he survived the Munich air disaster, which claimed the lives of so many Manchester United players. And he went on to be one of the greatest ever Manchester United players and England internationals. He was a superb talent. We could have all the arguments about eras, what it was like then, what it's like now. Bobby Charlton was a magnificent player, magnificent goal scorer, World Cup winner with England. And, you know, at the age of 86, he's had a full life, and it doesn't lessen the sadness when you hear of his passing.
Yeah, I was very fortunate, and we were talking about this a few weeks ago, that I lived next to Bobby Charlton when I moved to Manchester City. I used to see him out and about, and as Hugh will tell you, I remember Bobby Charlton's playing days. He never scored a tap in. He was the best ball striker I've ever seen. Yeah. Everyone nearly took the roof of the net off of. Sadly missed. Bad news today, Gordon. But as Hugh quite rightly says, he'll be remembered for a terrific career and a terrific gentleman.
Yeah, sad news that. Sir Bobby Charlton, Manchester United legend, England World Cup winner, has sadly passed away at the age of 86. Back in our Premiership this afternoon, we are well underway in the second half between Rangers and Hibs, where Rangers have a 2-goal lead. At Killie against Livy, where it's 2-1 to the hosts in that one. So plenty of intrigue remaining.
You fancy a wee teaser
in the second half? I think we should, Hugh Keevans. Let me tee you up for it.
The second half teaser
with the ScottishSun.co.uk/football for the best football news and opinion online.
I have played alongside John Sutton and Lawrence Shanklin. I've been managed by Jim Duffy and Jackie McNamara. I've won 3 out of the top 4 divisions in Scotland. I have made appearances in the Champions League and the Europa League. Who am I? So I've played alongside John Sutton and Lawrence Shanklin. I've been managed by Jim Duffy and Jackie McNamara. I've won 3 out of the top 4 divisions in Scottish football. And I have made appearances in both the Champions League and the Europa League. Who am I?
It is so tough. I think it is really tough because there's just so much that goes into it. Mark Wilson, show me your paper. Which one? No. Okay, and you've spelled his first name wrong, but that's fine.
I still have, huh?
We'll let that slide by. Yeah, really tough because you don't need me to tell you, but you're talking about, certainly in Jim Duffy's case, manager that's managed many different clubs.
Oh yeah.
This player might have played for many different clubs. There's a lot of moving parts in there. But that, what was the last clue again, remind me?
He's also played in the Champions League and the Europa League.
Okay, right, get your thinking caps on. Let's separate you from the elite knowledge level on the who am I. Because I'll tell you what, every week I'm always just amazed at how quickly it, and Gordon DL's got it. It's remarkable. Remarkable. How do you do that?
Get in there.
I just gave him a high five, like all cool guys do. Wow, that's impressive.
It is, because you're not the best at quizzes, right? Let's just be honest. But you have a knack of the who am I.
That was really brilliant, man. Do you know, seeing you looked at me, I thought you're going to embarrass me. That was a mile out.
No, far from it. Well done.
On a podium, the dazzler.
Just like Alan Wells, straight out of the blocks.
I showed you, I was quick. Yeah. I'm quick at everything.
Speaking of which, steady. Martin Boyle has been caught late by Sam Lammers, who receives the first booking of the match. So don't let that put you off just because Gordon DL's got it. Maybe that gives you a kick up the backside. If you don't have it yet, why not? Send us a tweet at Clyde SSB, please, and we'll see who can get that answer for us.
Great. What a detail in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pull that one right out of the hand.
Last clue's a good one.
Yeah. I don't want to give any away.
Exactly.
I don't want to be smart, Mark.
Calm down if you don't mind. Tony Watt and Stuart Bannigan have had a little set to. It's getting feisty there at Firhill, as we suspected it would. Obviously two teams, kind of bit of a rivalry for a number of reasons, and they've got players that used to play for the other team and so on, so it's got a bit of a bit of needle, as they say. Watkins has gone just wide from 20 yards. Keeper was rooted, couldn't move, but unfortunately for Marley Watkins, wrong side of the post in that one.
Saying to Daz earlier on, got my best ever bonus, or felt my best ever bonus in that Partick Thistle Dundee United fixture many years ago. We were relegation battle, and I went there with Dundee United as a young kid, maybe 18, something like that, and we needed to win, I think, to stay up. And Eddie Thompson came into the dressing room just before the game, and he says, "What riding on this, everybody? You're on."
No. How much is riding on this?
No, you can't tell. $2,000.
$2,000. Now at that time, I'm 18 or 19. $2,000 a man to stay up. We won the game. I had my book to hold it to Florida on the bus outside the stadium.
Did you manage that in the pre-smartphone era?
Well, I had phoned.
You phoned a travel agent?
No, I phoned the other half and said,
"Get that booked.
Get that booked. We are going to Florida." Best bonus ever had. That.
Tell you what, $2,000 wouldn't take you to Florida now. That's
no.
Sure,
by the way, I was pricing that the other day.
This just shows
$2,000 didn't take him to London on a Saturday. Never mind Florida.
So what year was that? Would we be talking again?
Must have been 2002, maybe something around that, 2002, 2003, something like that.
Ah, and then the Celtic Champions League bonuses came
along. Oh, and then they took over.
I tell you what, they must be spent now. Surely,
as well.
Where
they, this guy's they afforded
been?
Me to go to Florida and get park passes as well.
Fast track, nevertheless. Yeah. He was right up the front for Tower of Terror or whatever it's called. Right, a bit of a mistake there from David Marshall. It's a terrible pass out. It falls to John Lundstrom. He is a long way out and he goes for goal, but even by that standards, even though he's far out, it was a poor effort. Kind of hits it along the ground and way off target. So a let off for David Marshall, shall we say.
Still the story for me of going from capitulation to domination. You know, Rangers sound as if they're all over Hibs, and Hibs have given it their best shot but don't have a goal in them at the moment. And the team who were booed off the park, who emptied half of their stadium by being so poor against Aberdeen, are now back in the good books.
Huge miss by Sam Lammers. I know what you're saying, but do we sometimes over-exaggerate when Rangers, in this case, are in a bit of a slump? I mean, they did beat St Mirren comfortably in the last game, and I know it was against 10 men, but the sad reality for our league is these teams are so financially dominant that they're never going to struggle in every game. It's just not going to happen.
No, but you know, the final days of Michael Beale, I mean, to lose, and it's only, you know, 6 weeks ago, lost to Celtic, greatly understrength Celtic. And you know, to lose to Aberdeen in the manner in which they lost to them, that's why there's a new manager. You know, the place was just sinking further and further into the mire.
It is a real sitter, this, from Sam Lammers. I wonder when we get to Howler of the Weekend territory. He's about 7 yards out and he hits the post, but the goal just like staring at him.
I think it's harder to hit the post than it is the back of the net. There you go. That's an absolute sitter. The lads at the game have just texted me there and said they cannot believe it. Head and hands, unbelievable.
Two of your favourite Motherwell strikers in recent years have combined. It was a move, Tony Watt, Louis Moult through. Poor finish though, easy save. The chance to put Dundee United 2 up, and it does not happen on
anyway,
this occasion.
It's Mark Wilson on the coffees then for a month, Dazzler.
Well, there's still a bit to go. But I'm just looking about thinking, well, I can't wait to hear that Desars has been substituted.
We're on 50 odd minutes. We've only got a few minutes.
Come on, the manager, do your magic after 60 minutes.
Come on, Desars, this game's done me. Would you?
Imagine Rangers get a penalty and James Tavernier decides to hand it over.
No, I'm not making the coffees for that.
What do you mean?
No, I refuse to.
No, a deal's a deal.
Deal's not a deal, because Tavernier, I would be stripping of the captaincy myself. He takes a penalty kick, simple as that. And it'll be interesting to hear from the guys. Unfortunately, I couldn't hear them. Oh, please don't tell me. See if you say eyebrows.
With M&D Green Pharmacy, we've got a goal.
Where at?
It is a 25 yard strike. The keeper is suspect though. It's Kevin Holt for Dundee United. You're fine. 2-0 to Dundee United at Fir Hill. I almost forgot which team Kevin Holt played for there, because he's done a bit of moving around. But there we are. Dundee United are 2 goals to the good.
And that's that, you would imagine. You know, a serious question would be asked if you couldn't hold on to a 2-goal lead. As I say, I think it's a very important time for Jim Goodwin, for the club, the owners in town, for the first time in a long time. And, you know, Dundee United must get out of that division or it spells financial trouble.
Rangers have made a change, but it's Scott Wright who goes off. And Todd Cantwell comes on. Apparently he's run on and whispered to Dessers, "I've got you, big man. Yeah. I'm putting one on a plate for you."
Well, listen, I told you, lipstick, it's the same thing. I'm not having a go. I'd like the guy to go and hit the ground running now under a new manager, but I've never seen anything in him that has convinced me that a new manager will bring out the best in him.
Todd Cantwell back. I think he's missed the last 7 games, Mark. He probably wasn't having a brilliant season compared to some of the performances at the tail end of last season, but he still remains a fan's favourite, no doubt. He still, I think, quite obviously would be in Rangers' strongest starting 11. Yeah. So the fact that he's missed the last 7 has been a problem. And I'm sure Philippe Clement delighted to see him back,
particularly in his first game as manager. You want your best players available to you, and I believe Cantwell probably is one of Rangers' better midfielders, better players. Like, he creates, he plays with a bit of freedom. You know, he can play those passes that maybe others can't. So it's a big plus for him to be back in the side. And no doubt about it, he wasn't as good as he was last season when he came in, but he was still better than probably the rest.
Oh, the roof is caving in at Fir Hill. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. Partick Thistle 0, Dundee United 3. Scott McMahon with a finish at the back post. It's a really good move, this, actually, from Dundee United. And 2 quick-fire goals just around the hour mark have put this one beyond all doubt. They're a demanding bunch, those Partick Thistle fans, and they will not be happy with what they're seeing. But on the other hand, the Kilmarnock fans will be. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. It's that goal machine, Kyle Vassell. He's got his second of the afternoon, and Kilmarnock lead 3-1 against Livingston. It's a front post header. Dan Armstrong said, "Someday, 1 goal, 2 assists." He put this one across as well, and Kyle Vassell with the finish.
Well, Kilmarnock needed a scoreline, not yet a result, but they needed that. And credit to them. They were going in there hardly in the best of form, but they are making a good job of opponents who are extremely difficult.
What's your thoughts on Harry Potter now?
Yeah, he's a dud.
as a result, Kilmarnock certainly needed. I fancied them today. Home advantage after international break gives Derek a bit of time to work. They've got a good squad, they've got good players, they've got guys that can turn games. I don't see Livingston getting anything now, a point, but that's a good 3 points for Kilmarnock, I've got to say.
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. Jimmy Jago has gone off to be replaced by Dylan Levitt for Hibs. Vassell had, I think he just hit the bar as well before that, so he's clearly enjoying his afternoon there. Do you know what? I was just flicking through Twitter there, looking at the answers to the second half teaser, and it reminded me, have you all had time to fully study the pictures that have been put up of you on Twitter earlier? So the producer's as creative as ever. Have you seen this fad that's doing the round on social media? It's a sort of 90s yearbook. You know, I think it's like AI or some sort of filter where famous footballers have been getting turned into like a 90s version of themselves, a kind of retro look. So you three plus myself have had that treatment. If you go to @ClydeSSB, scroll down a bit, you will see the pictures, and they are spectacular. Let's just say Hugh Keevans, leather jacket, blonde quiff, earring, it's all there. It looks absolutely outstanding. Mark Wilson,
I'm not, I think I've come out the worst.
You don't like coming out the worst, don't you? You actually fancy yourself.
You've got this sort of long wet look here, earrings, denim shirt. Yeah, Gordon, I actually think that just looks like an old picture of you.
Yeah,
really, you don't look much different. You've just got the sort
more
of
a feather cut in the 90s.
It looks a bit like a feather cut anyway. Denim shirt, And
quite a handsome boy.
I've gone for a sort of leather jacket, white jeans, shaved sides of the head.
I look like
a
guy. Gabs in you.
I does look like Gabs.
He's a double, isn't he?
I look like the guy from Gogglebox.
Yeah.
Oh, the old, they're not on it anymore. The old German guy.
No.
The couple.
Yeah.
What couple?
Two guys.
The wee
dogs. The wee dogs.
They're not on anymore either, are they?
They're not on it either. You do here. I think you look alright. You.
Mikko says Shug looks like Paul O'Grady.
Oh well.
James Sander says the least threatening motorcycle gang ever. Lasunis has got you as Curly Watts from Coronation Street.
Curly.
Stuart McQueen says worst boy band ever, which is quite accurate, I would say, looking at that picture. What else have we got?
So it's early 90s, did you say, Gordon? That was supposed to be.
I think that's like the theme of it. I
certainly look early 80s. A bit more 80s, that long, curly hair.
What age were you then?
In the early 90s. I was born in 84, so.
Okay,
then.
Mark Wilson looks like he's going to sing Achy Breaky
Heart. I see. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Sparky says that, yes. Quite an interesting look.
You were born in 84.
Yeah, 84. Yeah. What were you up to in 84, Shug?
I had three kids by that time.
I was mad.
You were a busy man.
I don't know how this makes you feel, Mark Wilson, but maybe to add some detail to your complaints about yours. So the producers tried this yesterday. They turned, and I got a sneak preview, but apparently, whatever this means, they were having trouble with your face. Your face just wasn't like cooperating with the technology very well. So there are some other attempts at you. Didn't go really well. You looked like particularly deformed.
Let's see.
So they had to redo it.
I actually like that better.
A young Charlie Nicholas though.
I
get that one.
There were alternatives for everyone. There's one of Hugh sporting a sort of green hair.
Your one's better. It's on.
Anyway, more importantly,
Mrs. Brown's boys there.
Believe it or not, more importantly than that. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. And it's a goal for Rangers. Rangers 3, Hibs 0. Dessers with the shot. It's blocked and it falls to Sima, and he gets his second of the afternoon. But the Sima goal train rolls on, Hugh. We mentioned it earlier. He's got a double, he's on a hat-trick, and Rangers are cruising.
Philippe Clement could not have asked for any more than this today, because Sima has scored two very good goals, and the goal-scoring charts where he's concerned are terrific. It's an emphatic win. It's everything that Rangers were not latterly under Michael Beale. It's only day one on the job for Philippe Clement, but he must be extremely happy with the way the game's gone.
I mean, I know not everything is about your bet, but Dessers should have scored for what it's worth. But luckily for him, Abdallah Sima, Gordon, you cannot argue with that goal return.
Brilliant return. Absolutely brilliant return. There was question marks about him early on, but I think he's one now that starting to show his true form. And when you're scoring goals week in, week out, and he's on a good run, it just brings so much confidence to your game, and all of a sudden the finishes become a lot easier. Probably Dessers needs one or two of these, you know, goals to go week in, week out, and maybe that'll help him on his next journey. But I'll not belong to the number 9 board is up on the touchline waiting for that substitution.
If you do it by the numbers, Sima is the main man here. He is undroppable. Doesn't matter about Dessers, Danilo, anybody else. Sima has the figures to show that he's the number one man.
Yeah, that takes him up to top scorer in the league alongside Matt O'Reilly. Sima has the chance to add to that today, and of course Matt O'Reilly with the chance to respond tomorrow. Of course, don't know what Kyogo has up his sleeve. He's not far behind either. But yeah, it's been a real good goal scoring run, and this is, it's exactly the type of afternoon Philippe Clement would have had in mind, Gordon Deal.
100%. I said that the timing of the goals have been perfect for him. Scores early, eases the nerves and round about the stadium. Just before half time, gets that goal that really kills Hibs. let's be honest, Hibs getting in at 1-0, you're still thinking they've got some firepower, they might create a chance, might get back in the game. 2-0 for me, the game's gone. And then all of a sudden, this 3-0, that's ease for them now. And it's a great start and a great 3 points.
Bashiri, Tavares and young Whittaker all on for Hibs, so a triple change, but the game is beyond them, you would have to imagine. Hugh, remind us of your teaser if you can, please.
Yeah, I have played alongside John Sutton and Lauren Shanklin. I've been managed by Jim Duffy and Jackie McNamara. I've won 3 out of the top 4 divisions in Scottish football, and I have appeared in the Champions League and the Europa League. Who am I?
Just out of curiosity, Gordon, because I don't want you giving it away, but I'm impressed that you got it so quickly. Where was this guy managed by Jackie McNamara?
Is it probably Partick Thistle he was at?
Mm-hmm. Okay, just testing you.
He knows all about this guy.
I know all about this guy because...
Don't give it away.
Right, okay, but I've had a conversation about all this.
Oh, good. That gives it. That's
so
very
I'm not
helpful.
Giving it away. There you go. That's why I knew. Boom, right on it. Shuggies next week, and I'll get that out the road. I can sleep easy on Friday night.
Alan thinks it might be Kenny Miller.
No.
Now, the big blue bear, this is an interesting shout. Cal Naismith.
No.
Oh, okay.
Paul Robertson, not such a good shout. Effie Ambrose.
No.
Sandra wants to go Danny Galbraith.
Don't go there.
And Starbar Andrew thinks Graham Dorans.
No.
Okay, keep your guesses coming in at Clyde SSB. Let's see how many more of you can get it. I don't mean to make you feel bad, but Gordon DL got it about half an hour ago now, so shame on you if you don't have it yet. Palmerston Pep, is he still one up? Have we had any news of Marvin Bartley's Queen of the South? Are we going to see him this midweek? I'm really asking.
Coming out from under the bed.
You can't pick your nights because of the Saturday.
No, to be fair, he's not.
You're born once a month.
He's there was some ludicrous excuse this week. I can't even be bothered trying to remember what it was. He sent me a 60-second long voice note at 8 o'clock that morning, whinging about something that he had on, and I just deleted it straight
he's
away.
He's a star attraction, isn't he? He's
the big man.
All over the country, Marvin. He's great. He turned up at a thing for the R26 charity a couple of weeks ago.
You don't work for them anymore.
No, I know, but you don't need to keep giving them. But listen, the work still needs done. But Marvin, off the back of a bad result, still turned up right after training with a trackie on.
Which you run out next week at 2 o'clock with your mascot suit on. Do you think
that's what the new job is?
100%.
Think he's a mascot for a club?
Listen, he can't be anything else, can he?
I mean, I'm probably going to regret this, but maybe we should throw that out to the listeners, right? He's allowed to reveal this week what his new job is. So until such times, why don't you try and predict it? What is Mark Wilson's new job? Let's see
It's going to be offensive things in there, aren't they?
Let's see how creative you can get.
Yeah,
it's going to put me in a downer.
At Clyde SSB, if you'd rather just tweet me directly, at GordonDuncan7, what is Mark Wilson's new job? Let's see how creative we can get.
Are you replacing Holly Willoughby on This Morning?
Good one, Hugh. Good one. That's a good start. Let's see what the listeners can come up with on that front. Anything else?
Well, we know he's not going back to Brechin, so we can rule that one out.
Do you ever remember? This is like an old private joke from the show from years ago, so if you've not been listening, then it's maybe hard to keep up with. But remember, you told us on this show years ago the admiration that you had for an actor, shall we say, called Kieran Lee. Remember that whole drama?
Big Kieran.
Roger Hanna thinks you might be going to be his body double. I don't think so, Roger. Believe me.
Listen, I'll take that.
As a compliment. Going with him.
Believe me.
Kieran's work's getting on, yeah. These days.
Yeah, I don't think so. Let's see what we've got on Twitter. If you want to tweet me, what is Mark Wilson's new job? I'll be delighted.
You'll regret this. You really
will. Well, he won't regret it. I'll regret it when I'm offended and just ruining my night.
Matondo thinks you're going to be a bin man to join the guy that.
Like Far Early Son, my dad was a bin man in Easter House back in the day.
You want your way up to an ups man?
But remember,
what's your old man now?
Remember,
oh, can't
remember
tell
Gordon
you.
Dale met your bin man though. That's what I
know. Aye,
David Freeland quite rightly says a Helly Hansen ambassador after the Bombay Dreams picture.
I would take that as well. Helly Hansen will come back into fashion.
Craig Meikle thinks words. Playing the mushroom in the film version of Mario Brothers.
I'll tell you what he's going to be. What's the guy that Ricky Gervais puts all over the world? Because he's everywhere.
An idiot abroad. Carl Pilkington.
There he is.
That is offensive.
The Wilson. An idiot abroad. We're going to send him to different places.
That's a good point. Oh, I'd much rather see Hugh do that.
Yeah.
I have to say. Yeah. But you're right, he does get about this guy, doesn't he?
Luckily for me, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Travel broadens the mind.
Yeah,
I offered you last week to come to London alongside me.
And
you said you had a game of golf.
I quite rightly declined.
Matthew says a lookalike for someone out of Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not Dallas, that's who I was named after.
That's true.
Aye.
Right, we'll get Mark back and to Palmer. Them. We'll get back to them. You can tell there's not many goals going in. You've got to blame the storm for this discussion. We should have more football doing the rounds, but not to be. 3-0. In two of our games, so Rangers are out of sight. Partick Thistle are trailing, so you have to say that Dundee United are out of sight as well. There is a bit of, no, not quite. I was going to say there's a bit of suspense in the Kilmarnock game, but it's still 3-1 there. It's closer, but Kilmarnock, you'd have to say.
Is all the results really put to bed, Gordon?
I think so.
Yeah,
looks like it.
No comeback, Hugh.
Can't see it.
Alloa 3, Kelty Hearts 1, Taylor Stephen. With the goal there, good game. Bonnie Rig Rose against Clyde, 3-2 to Bonnie Rig Rose now. Taylor Sutherland with the fifth, but maybe still more
down
to come.
Yeah, maybe just goes to show you how bunched up the league is. Kilmarnock win today, going to top six. So we're saying how disappointing it has been for Derek McInnes of recent times. He sits back tonight, top six, exactly where he probably expected to be. So good afternoon for them if it stays that way.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
You same won, last year, wasn't it?
Nine games, you win two and you're in the top six. Huh. It just shows you just now. But obviously, postponements, other teams have started to play games. It'll all change.
But Rangers' result today, or scoreline, soon-to-be result, adds spice to Tynecastle tomorrow, 2:15 kickoff. Celtic out of the international break, players back from Japan and Denmark and all over the place. They need to be aware of the new guy in town now.
Producer Dan has got one of your great stories mixed up, I think, on this show. He says, are you going to do security for Rolex? It was an Omega watch, Dan, that he got stolen.
Come on, it was the Rolex one. Is so 80s. Omega is a modern man's watch.
Especially that I would know now.
Seagulls have scored at Man City.
So they have. City 2, Brighton 1. Fatty with the goal. Erling Haaland had got the second for Manchester City, but we'll see what happens at the end
Guardiola
of that one.
Guardiola will be quaking in his boots.
I'm sure he will. The open line will be here at 5 o'clock, so you can get your thoughts over to us on either today's football, tomorrow's football, something else entirely, Mark Wilson's job prospects perhaps. Whatever it is, do get in touch. Another quick reminder of the teaser, Hugh. I'll eliminate some more of the wrong guesses.
I have played alongside John Sutton and Lawrence Shankland. I've been managed by Jim Duffy and Jackie McNamara. I've won 3 out of the top 4 divisions in Scottish football, and I've appeared in the Champions League and the Europa League. Who am I?
Andrew Murray, presumably not that one, says Jack Hendry.
No.
He's not won 3 of the 4 divisions. What else have we got here? Colin McNichol thinks it's perhaps Paul Hartley.
Think again.
Andy thinks Paul McGowan.
Think again.
Willow Flood says Moose.
You're having me on.
Okay, keep coming. Aaron Muirhead's been sent off, another foul on Tony Watt. Aaron Muirhead strikes me as the type of guy that has been sent off quite a lot. Might be one that I'm being completely unfair and the stats don't back that up, but I do feel like he certainly goes into the book every now and then, and he has been sent off, Aaron Muirhead, for another foul on Tony Watt. So just kind of bad to worse for Partick Thistle. 3-0 down to 10 men. Firhill is emptying, according to David Friel.
But for Jim Goodwin, those are the games that you need to win and take care of. The big ones who, you know, who are going to come up against you and going to push you all the way probably for the title. And he's getting the job done. You look at, was it the first game of the season? Away at Arbroath. Did they win 4-0 or 4-1 that game? It was a test right away past that. And everything that's really been put in front of them. You know, this is ninth game. No losses in the league so far. This will be 6-1. So all going nicely for Dundee United. And
yeah, they'll kick on. They'll win that championship, no problem. When you hear of their front line, you know, Louis Malt and Tony Watt, you know, it's better than anything else is going about, I've got to be honest. So they've got a strong squad, they've got a good squad, and I think needed
a few Premiership clubs would take that front line,
yeah, and probably in when it hits January they'll add that one or two bit of quality just to kick on. So I'm expecting them to win the league. As much as Raith Rovers are, they're a decent side, good manager up there, working very hard, but I just think Dundee United got that bit of strength.
Hibs are applying pressure now. There is a phrase that sums that up though.
Too little, too late.
Exactly, that's the one I was thinking. Certainly not going to be anything to write home about.
The other good thing for Philippe Clement, you know, if you start with a convincing win and a clean sheet, which has been Rangers' problem as well.
Five subs at once at Fraser Wishart's game. Good luck listing all of those. And I've said it was going from bad to worse for Partick Thistle. That certainly is the case.
Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy.
It is now 4-0 to Dundee United, a result of the weekend contender for sure. Holt seemed to get the final touch. If he did, it would be his second of the afternoon. And Dundee United's fourth, a corner came into the back post. A great day for Jim Goodwin, terrible day for Chris Doolan and everyone associated with Partick Thistle. What else have we got here on Twitter? Ricky Turner thinks he could see you as a lollipop man. I'd go along with that. I think you're friendly.
Aye.
And caring.
I wouldn't mind that job. Good hours, aye.
Great hours.
Get a free jacket.
I actually was sitting watching the lollipop man there, last week, thinking, I could do that.
Who sits and watches lollipop men?
You could do that because it. 100%, sorry for being unfair. Is it not usually like an older gentleman stereotypically?
Always got to do
that. Plus, in fact, think about this: no expenses. I would never be late for my
work.
You live
across from the school.
I live across from my granddaughter's school, and I would just go out there, out with a big stick, into the middle.
It's called a lollipop.
It's called the big stick. And you go on the middle of the road, and you go.
With M&D Green Pharmacy.
Get the coffee on.
Yes!
Cyril Dessers has scored for Rangers. It's Rangers 4, Hibs 0. Cyril Dessers has taken a world of stick.
Oh, God, please get VAR.
He's got his goal. And if you're just joining us and wondering what the bizarre reaction is, that means Gordon DL has to make Mark Wilson coffee for a month, starting from now.
Well done there, VAR.
No,
there always
does not,
a VAR.
Doesn't appear to be.
There you are.
Come on, VAR birthday.
Well, one of the only times I'll cheat a goal like that for Rangers, because that means coffee made for a month.
Even fate is running Philippe Clement's way, because two Belgians in the team, and for the Belgian manager, each scores.
How long ago there?
Great reverse pass from Cantwell to set him up. I wonder if he was about to come off, because Danilo's getting the mask on as well.
By the way, that would make it even better. And you
yes,
did
he's off.
Is
he's
he?
Gone
off.
Is he?
Have a bad at that.
His last touch.
Let's get you the ball.
By the way, I'm thirsty at the minute. Parched. Could we be doing without? Here you are.
Producer Dan has just got good coffee as well. Producer Dan's just come in with the good stuff.
That's a real fill for you just now, if you want to go out and top that up.
Do you want to do it the next break?
Yeah,
100% he's doing it the next break.
I'll pay my debts.
Lammers off for McCausland and Dessers off for the masked Danilo. So 3-0's good, 4-0's better, Hugh. Stay tuned for more cutting edge analysis from me.
Well, the fans will be on at 5 o'clock, and they will be, I would imagine, unanimous in their praise of what they have witnessed today. This was a Hibs side that 5 games unbeaten when they started off at 3 o'clock today, and they had all the big hitters: Ellie Yuan, Lafondre, Martin Boyle, Dylan Venti. And you know, I applauded Nick Montgomery, the Hibs manager, for the way he approached the game, but he has been overwhelmed, swamped, done.
Yeah, Hibs have been poor and Rangers have been good as well, Gordon. It's that bad combination, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been I think Rangers fans will be leaving Ibrox tonight very happy with what they've seen. He's brought in one or two of the guys that come in for a lot of criticism under Michael Beale. Obviously, Deshar's getting his goal. Lammers should have really burst in there. Seema has had a big, big day. A big day, let's be honest about it. And obviously, the luxury of getting Cantwell on as well. So, everything rose in the garden for Rangers and their supporters so far.
Absolute perfect start from, because by all accounts, Rangers played very well. It's not like earlier on in the season. Remember, Livingston came and played well for 5 minutes, got the goal, and then there was a huge gap in between where, you know, it was pretty turgid stuff, and then they get the goals at the end. It's not been like that today for Rangers. Played well, scored good goals, and what a start for the new manager. Rangers fans, I think, will go away delighted. And you wonder what that goal does for Dessers. You wonder what two goals do for Seema. You know, just under a new regime, it might just elevate you to better performances.
Well, the great thing about this story is it moves on game by game. We all talk about the new manager bounce, and you could put today down to that if you wish. But now we move on to the next game, and that's the way it is for Philippe Clement. You have to rise to a challenge domestically and in Europe. Sparta Prague, you know, Rangers' last result in Europe was deeply embarrassing. Deeply embarrassing.
Speaking of embarrassing, penalty to Dundee United. Chance to go 5-0 up, and a chance for a hat-trick for Kevin Holt, a defender.
Left back.
I'm not sure if he's playing centre-back today. Yeah. I'm not sure, but anyway, he's going to take anyway. And the chance, he does hit penalties. We've seen him hit many penalties, but the chance for a hat-trick. And the Partick Thistle fans, I don't think many of them are left anyway, but those who are will be covering their eyes. He steps up.
Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy.
Wow, Partick Thistle 0, Dundee United 5. What an afternoon that is at Firhill. The visitors are rampant.
Well, you know, you start the day 4 points behind United with the incentive of, if you win at home, you're just 1 point behind, and it's looking good. But now, to lose 5-0 at home is an embarrassment, and it's the only word applicable.
What an afternoon for Holt. I mean, one that I'll remember. Can't imagine he scored many hat-tricks, if any, in his professional career.
Right, Hugh, let's round this off.
Okay.
The second half teaser. With the ScottishSun.co.uk/football. For the best football news and opinion online.
I have played alongside John Sutton and Lauren Shankland. I've been managed by Jim Duffy and Jackie McNamara. I won three of the top four divisions in Scottish football, and I appeared in the Champions League and the Europa League. I am Kyle Hutton.
Kyle Hutton. Great guess, Gordon Deal, I have to say. And it means that on the podium, Scott Connie was in third place. Mark O'Brien was in second place. They were the only two listeners that got it, and the winner of the second half teaser is,
thank you,
Gordon Deal. Technically it's Mark O'Brien, because you can't, you know, you're just in it for some fun.
Obviously I've got a lot more knowledge.
But well done to Mark.
He's got a backstory. Daz got Kyle Hutton over the line for us for Airdrie. Signed him. Yeah, so he knows a lot of his history. He was brilliant. Yeah, he was brilliant for us. What a great lad as well.
To me, Dazzler, always watch out and listen for the halftime teaser, it might come up. I says, give us a couple of your stats. Give us a couple of your stats.
He's been transfer listed by Pollock or something, I'm sure I saw last
week. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Good lad, Cal. Yeah. Good lad.
Well, there we go. Well done. You got it there. Good knowledge. I can't believe you've studied Kyle Hutton's CV, having never studied anything else in your life. But there we go. Rangers still 4 goals up, Dundee United 5 up. Does anyone want to give us a sense of drama late on? I think that's beyond us. Even Kilmarnock are 3-1 up against Livingston. Not much late drama here, Hugh Keevans.
No, but we spent the entire week focusing on Rangers against Hibs and on Rangers' new manager. And after all the talking he had to do, variety of press conferences, a good interview with yourself on television, it was time for action to see what the guy could deliver. And on a one-off basis against a Hibs team who were undefeated in 5 ahead of kickoff, he has to be extremely happy, and his two Belgian compatriots, Dessers and Raskin, have helped him with a goal each. So, all in all, it's a flawless day, other than the injury to Borna Barisic early on, but other than that, it's a flawless day for Philippe Clement.
Could have been 5, but Danilo hits it just wide. Fair play to anyone who can play. Have you seen the face mask? It's massive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same one I saw him wearing at training yesterday. Bound to be up for purchase in the club shop soon. It's a sort of Rangers blue colour.
Yeah.
But yeah, he drags one just wide on his return, probably back a bit quicker than people expected.
I thought so. After seeing what he was like when he came off that day at McDermott Park, I mean, a real bad one. But these masks nowadays, seen Callum McGregor play for a long time with his
on. It's a black mask today. There you are.
Maybe painted it. But I've got to say, Hugh, at the beginning of the show, you're looking down at fixture list thinking, might be a long day, but what, 12 goals in the three games?
Yeah.
You know, we've had plenty of excitement, plenty of drama, and obviously sending off and Dundee United, you know, thrashing Thistle, Rangers thrashing Hibs and Kilmarnock easing by Livingston. It's been a good day of football.
Oh, of course, the big blue bear got it as well. He's not happy. He says that more than two listeners got it. He's not happy at all.
Big blue bear, remember that kids show? Yeah. Is that you, Rita?
Well, bear in it's the big blue house.
Oh, aye. Yeah, aye.
I presume it's not him, though.
No.
Just a quick one on Borna Barisic. Yilmaz is not in the European squad, is he? No, I don't think he is. So if it is something that keeps Borna Barisic out, although Borna Barisic does have quick recovery powers sometimes. But yeah, with Sparta Prague just round the corner on Thursday, that would be a major reshuffle.
Who would be your replacement there?
At left back,
the young lad,
Sterling played before, didn't he?
Sterling's there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been a surprise for me as well. Yeah. Huge disappointment, Sterling. Yeah. I thought when he signed, he was going to be one. It sounded like he had all the attributes, one that would really push Tavernier, or if they went to a three,
maybe.
Yeah, if they went to a three, he would play. But no.
Anyway, full time at Fir Hill, David Friel.
Full time, Gordon. Remarkable day here. Full time, Partick Thistle 0, Dundee United 5. Kevin Holt is about to pick up the match ball. He was booed by the Thistle fans on his return after his summer move to Tannadice, but silenced them with an unlikely second half hat trick. Big centre half, grabbed three goals, and an unbelievable performance for United. A real day to remember for him and the club. They moved 4 points clear at the top with a really dominant display. Owner Mark Ogden said earlier on he hadn't seen them win for 14 months. Well, they delivered for him big style to maintain their unbeaten start to the season. Jim Goodwin did it with a failure. United were absolutely outstanding. They were up for this one and got off to a perfect start in 11 minutes. Glenn Middleton, he'd missed a good chance just seconds earlier. He sent it in a corner. Craig Sibbald was unmarked at the back post. Powerful finish through a cluster of bodies. This had a few chances before the break. He thought they were going to come up for it. Come out, you know, firing in the second half, but it was all United. Holt grabbed the second in 61 minutes. He strode forward from centre half and crashed a 25-yard shot into the top corner. I've got a bit of doubt over Jamie Sneddon, the Thistle goalkeeper, but it was a great strike. 2 minutes later, it was 3-0. Kai Fowler and Louis Moult, they both combined to set up Scott McMahon, and he volleyed in at the back post. Thistle were all over the place. Their day got worse when Aaron Muirhead was sent off for a second foul on Tony Watt, and Kevin Holt then piled on the agony. He got the final touch in a corner. It was Glenn Middleton again to make it 4-0, and then converted a penalty in 88 minutes to make it 5-0 and seal a hat-trick. 1,500 United fans here. They're having a party. Fir Hill emptied long before it in terms of Thistle fans. Jim Goodwin a happy man. Kevin Holt even happier. Full time, Partick 0, Dundee United 5.
4 minutes added at Ibrox. I don't think we're seeing anything other than Rangers being comfortable, maybe even adding a fifth. If Hibs could get one, it would obviously be nothing more than a consolation, but we'll find out in the next 4 minutes or so. That was your first full time whistle before we get another great result for your old team, Mark Wilson.
Certainly is. I mean, pretty comprehensive. A statement that they're there to stay at the top. Look, the guys are right. The squad that Jim Goodwin's got, terrific. However, they still need to go out there and win games. We've seen many squads down there struggle throughout the years to get out the championship, but the start of this season, they're making easy work of it, and Jim will be wanting for that to continue.
Yeah, a great day for Jim, especially when you look at the fixture. You're thinking that could be difficult. Would they be happy getting out of Fir Hill with a draw? Certainly, he's over the moon with 5-0, deservedly so. I agree. I just think that they'll get stronger and stronger. I think they've got that just bit more quality all over the pitch, but especially in the forward areas when they really need it. So it's been a good day for Dundee United, and Partick Thistle, just need to lick your wounds and look forward to next week.
Still 3 minutes to go, I think, at Rugby Park, so a chance for Livy to get something, but they're two goals behind, so don't think we're going to see anything significant. Kilmarnock looking good for the 3 points in that one. We'll get the full time picture with Fraser Wishart.
You're looking good for Wednesday night. The Palmerston Pep has won 1-0 at Annan.
Well, he might go out and celebrate too hard though over the next few days, and he won't make
it. He's an athlete.
We'll find out. Yeah, he's already in training.
He'll probably drink two bottles of water.
Yeah, he's already in training.
Maybe go fizzy tonight
for next year's Masters, because he wants to bruise Mark Wilson even more.
They dodge him.
Nicholas Raskin should have done better. He's already got his first goal for Rangers. It should have been two. He's one on one, played through by McCausland, but he took too much time, and Will Fish eventually managed to put him off.
Well, I mean,
it was a bit of a tired effort, I think, from Nicholas Raskin.
Yeah, if he's tired, think of the Hibs players, because they've had the run around this afternoon. But Rangers have been good this afternoon, Hibs poor, but it's been a huge improvement from the Rangers side, from those who have disappointed so much this season. Much, much better
so
this afternoon.
So the first question I asked is, where were you when Michael Beale was there?
I think Michael Beale takes a lot of plaudits. It's his team.
Signed Seymour.
Yeah, it's all his signings.
You'd be find it difficult to get a plaudit for Michael Beale from a Rangers fan, I think.
Yeah, well, it's certainly Rangers' most convincing result of the season. They did beat Livingston 4-0 in the league, but remember, with 12 minutes to go, that one was a bit up in the air. You could have said that it was one of those weird days where Michael Beale didn't get much praise despite winning 4-0. I mean, and then other than that, you know, it's everyone knows the defeats and even some of the victories. The 1-0 against Motherwell, of course, last time out at home against Aberdeen was a disaster. The St Mirren one was aided by the sending off. I'm not saying that Rangers wouldn't have won it, but it clearly makes an impact when it comes so early in the penalty. So this has to go down as Rangers' most
And what we're hearing as well from the lads at Ibrox, going, it could probably be a lot more. I think Hibs will be quite lucky to get out of there so that adds to it as well. I think every Rangers fan travelling home after a game, or, you know, sitting listening to radio, will be delighted with the start the new manager's made.
And having Cantwell back, Danilo back, Desser scoring, Seema grabbing a double, you know, all positives. So again, the interesting thing after a performance like this, when you've got Cantwell back and you've got Danilo back for the next game, is do you play them? You know, because Cantwell stand out really in your squad. Danilo, I think most would look at him over Dessers, but if you take Dessers out of the team now after he scored, what does that do for the lad's confidence? So, Philip, come on, right into the job. A win's great, but just moves big decisions on to the next game.
Full time at Ibrox. Let's speak to Roger Hanna, and first, Andrew McLean.
Rangers 4, Hibs 0, the full time score, and a perfect day really for Philip Clement in his first match in charge of Rangers, and a very different atmosphere here after the full time whistle. In the last game at Ibrox, the Rangers players were booed off against Aberdeen, but they're getting the plaudits from the supporters, many of them staying behind to applaud the players for their efforts today. No doubt the home side were the better in the opening stages. They got that opening goal 17 minutes in. Abdallah Seema, he was set away, showed good pace. He still had a lot to do from the edge of the box. He was at an angle as well, but a really good low drive into the far bottom corner made it 1-0. Then just before the break, it was the same bottom corner that was found by Nicholas Raskin. This one, a really nice strike from around 30 yards out. David Marshall with a dive. He couldn't get his hand to it, and it found the net to double their lead. The only blip of that first half was that Borna Barisic was forced off through injury. But more good positive play from Rangers in the second half. Sam Lammers really should have made it 3. Somehow he hit the post instead of scoring from about 7 yards out. Cyril Dessers also should have scored 64 minutes in. Lammers with the ball in behind. Dessers rounded the keeper. His shot was blocked, but it didn't matter because Abdallah Seema was there to finish off the rebound. His second of the game and Rangers third, but it wasn't finished there. Cyril Dessers did get his goal 10 minutes from the end. It was a lovely reverse pass by substitute Todd Cantwell, and Dessers found himself in the centre of the box, and he was calm, just side-footed it past David Marshall for 4-0. So 4 goals, 3 points and a clean sheet, and if there's more of that to come, Rangers fans are going to enjoy life under Philip Clement. The full-time score at Ibrox, Rangers 4, Hibernian 0. A lot that the Rangers supporters will be delighted with, Roger Hanna, from what they saw today.
Yes, an ideal first day at the office for Philip Clement. He could not have asked for any more, Andrew. Abdallah Seema, 7 in 7 games now with that double today. Nicholas Raskin, his countryman, with his first goal for the club. And even Cyril Dessers, getting on the score sheet at the end. He's got Todd Cantwell back, he's got Danilo back. There was a clean sheet for Jack Butland in the back four. It could have been more. Sam Lammers hit the post when he should have scored. There were chances for Lundstrom, there were other chances for Dessers as well. They've closed the gap on Celtic to 4 points ahead of heading for the Europa League in Prague on Thursday night. The only downside, of course, those injuries. Borna Barisic in the first half, Scott Wright in the second half. It'll be interesting to hear from the manager how bad those injuries are. But having been jeered off so often this season, all you hear in the background today's cheers, a big win for Rangers.
Yeah, today was never going to define how Philip Clement's spell as Rangers manager is going to go. One performance can't do that. However, first impressions are important, and you can already see that many of the supporters are still here, still applauding the team as they make their way down the tunnel, and they'll be hoping that this is a sign of things to come, Roger.
Very much so, yeah, and there's some big, more big games, you know, you say Europa League, Sparta on Thursday night, Hearts here next Sunday. Every game at the minute is a big game for Philip Clement, but he will be delighted with the response he's got. He's only had 4 or 5 days to work with these players, Andrew. And he tried to temper expectations yesterday in his media conference. That was never going to work with the Rangers support. They came here full of expectancy, full of hope that they would see more energy, more intensity than they did in the latter days of Michael Beale reign. They've seen all of that and more today.
Yeah, a dominant win for Rangers. Sima Raskin and Dessers with the goals. Get the kettle on, Gordon DL, the full-time score. Rangers 4, Hibernian 0.
Rangers fans, what did you make of that? Give us a call right now, please. 01419511025. Full time at Rugby Park, Fraser Wishart.
Kilmarnock 3, Livingston 1. The Kelly fans failing out in front of me. Absolutely delighted as our team stopped the rot of 7 games without a victory. Really good performance. Fully deserved to win against what I have to say was a poor Livy performance. Kelly said with 2. The star man, Dan Armstrong, also with a goal. The only response from Kelly was a first half penalty from Sean Kelly. The game is scrappy early on until that opening goal in 17 minutes when Kelly took the lead. Lovely ball by Bissell set in Daba down the left-hand side. His cross went to pick out Watson, who missed his volley completely, but the ball fortunately for Kelly fell to Dan Armstrong. Really good left-foot shot low, and he got that deflection off Kelly and into the back of the net. Kelly really on top, could have been further ahead until Livy equalised against the run of play with a penalty. It was Stuart Finlay, he went to clear the ball, but Mo Sangari nipped in to get a touch on the ball before the big defender who accidentally kicked the Livy midfield player, but it was a penalty, and Sean Kelly stepped up to send Will Dennis the wrong way from the penalty spot. But Kelly deservedly regained the lead in 42 minutes. Just a quite simple goal, we've seen it so many times. In swinging Dan Armstrong, free kick from the right hand side, Kyle Vassell ran in unmarked and actually stooped to score with his head from 8 yards low past George. Kelly ran the second half as well, almost extended their lead 1 minute into the second half. Really fierce Watkins shot just inches past the junction of the post and the bar from 25 yards. Keeper beaten, not moving. Paul Worth then tested George with a shot at the keeper. He should have done better, but the goal did come in 60 minutes. It was 3-1. Kyle Vassell hit the bar at full stretch to reach a Dan Armstrong cross at the back post. The ball was cleared but immediately fed back to the right hand side where David Watson got the ball, and this time front post cut cross really whipped in and a flicked header by Vassell back across the goalkeeper into top right hand corner. It was all Kilmarnock. David Martindale not happy, lots of head shaking inside the park. He threw on Guthrie, Broadley, Montano. They were all thrown to make a difference, but little difference in attack. In fact, as the game petered out, it was Watkins who came close at the other end with a header saved by George as Kelly cruised to victory. Derek McInnes delighted, not only 3 points but also the performance. They jump into fifth place ahead of Livy. It'll be interesting to hear David Martindale's interview afterwards. Performance today from his club, very, very un-Livy-like performance indeed. Full time at Rugby Park, Kilmarnock 3, Livingston 1.
And now it's your chance to have your say. What did you make of your team's result and performance today? It's that simple on a Saturday afternoon. Rangers fans, how pleasing was the win? How would you assess the performance? What difference did you see? And what do you think of Philippe Clement going forward? We could, of course, look ahead to tomorrow as well. Celtic fans, the gap has been cut to 4. Do you expect that to go back to 7? Give us all your thoughts ahead of that trip to Tynecastle right now, and we'll get you on next.
After the action, it's your reaction. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
A 4-0 win for Rangers in Philippe Clement's first game in charge. What did you make of it? How would you assess any of the other games that went on today? And how do you look ahead to Hearts against Celtic? That should see us through nicely on this phone-in between now and 6 o'clock with Justin on the line. Justin, what did you take away from today?
Hugely impressed. And I know it's hard to judge a manager after one game, but if that's what we've got to come from right, come on, and bring it on, because seeing him so animated, even at 3-0 up, he was encouraging the team on, really animated, as if he was kicking every ball with the players. And some of the players the day, that was the best performance I've had of the season. Tav was outstanding the day, chased every ball, covered every blade of grass. The only still downside for me is Dessels. I know he scored today, but his movement's just not there for me. But that was watching the players today. I don't know if they were playing to show a point to the new manager or to prove a point to the departed manager. But that was a totally different team than we've seen all season today, and impressive, hugely impressive.
Roger Hannah, you were there. You are still there. Is that accurate? That description from Justin?
Yeah, I think he's hit the nail on the head. Almost everything went well. I thought Cyril Dessers wasn't going to get his goal, and then he got it at the end. And the only thing that didn't work for Rangers was Sam Lammers getting one as well. He hit the post when he should have scored. Hibs were disappointing, but they were never allowed to play. They tried to play out at the back. Rangers' press was so much more intense than it had been under Michael Beale. And, you know, the likes of Raskin, who was voted man of the match in the stadium, was impressive. Seymour again, two more goals, Gordon, up there, as you say, joint top scorer in the league now. And it was night and day from previous performances. You think back to the Aberdeen performance in the last home game, the Celtic performance, even the performance against Motherwell in the victory here. It was night and day, and Philip Clement can go home very happy tonight.
I mean, Justin's happy because, you know, he was animated on the touchline, and you could see the energy. Obviously, some good managers are not animated and can be calm, and bad managers can do it the other way around. You know, there is no exact science, but it is understandable why fans quite like to see it, and it, especially if it does marry up with a victory on this occasion.
Yeah, very visible presence on the touchline, even from the opening moments. You know, the ball, we weren't actually sure from our vantage point whether the ball had gone out for a throw-in, but he'd bust out and kicked the ball back in get the play going again. He was greeting players as they came off, and Bernard Barisic came off injured in the first half. He had quite a lengthy moment with him in the touchline, talking about the injury and talking about his performance. So he was visible, he was encouraging his players at every turn, driving them forward. And I think the Rangers support will probably like that.
Yeah, I mean, Justin, without being unfair, the bar was probably pretty low. So I take it that's the most convincing performance of the season, and it has to be the kind of benchmark from now on.
100%. As I say, the most, other than, you know, seeing him, like you said, Clement encouraging the players at every point, which he was, is a huge bonus for me as a Rangers fan. But the thing that stood out more than anything, and even more than the four goals, even if it was only 1-0 a day, we fought for every single ball. Yilmaz was getting into tackles. I don't think I've seen so many slide tackles in one game this season. I don't think we were fighting for everything. We weren't giving anything up. And as I say, it seemed for the word go that we wanted to win that game, and we were going to win it in every player's mind. The ball, the one bit of magic for me in the whole game was Cantwell. Cantwell's reverse pass for Dessers' goal was a different class, a different level. It took the whole defence out of the equation. And I'm going home happy today for a number of reasons, but more so because of the fight that we showed and the determination we showed. It's impressive, and it's long overdue.
Roger, it's good having this eyewitness here. You can answer all of Justin's points.
So they were on the front foot, which they haven't always been, even at home this season, Gordon. They were on the front foot from the first whistle. Interesting little tactical tweaks, you know, when they were out of possession. It was very much an old-fashioned flat 4-4-2. Scott Wright on the right-hand side and Seymour on the left tucked in. They were down level with Raskin and Lundstrom in the middle, protecting the fullbacks. But Lammers pushed up. Lammers pushed right up high alongside Dessers to try and prevent Hibernian from playing out from the back. Nick Montgomery likes to start attacks with David Marshall, feeding the ball to his back four and building from there and trying to break the press. Rangers made it almost impossible for Hibernian to break the press, and they were winning the ball back high up the pitch, and that immediately caused Hibs problems.
Thank you very much to Justin. I think that'll be a sign of things to come, Hugh. How could you not be impressed if you're a Rangers fan today? Of course, it's just one game, and we wait to see what happens. But on the evidence of that, 90 plus minutes, job done, and then some.
As the old saying goes, you only get one chance to make a first impression,
and the impression that Philippe Clement has left on Justin and the other Rangers fans has been considerable today. And I think the Rangers' problem in recent years is that they have fallen for people who were not good enough to manage Rangers. Pedro Caixinha and Michael Beale, they fell for the both of them. They have taken their time and brought in Graham Souness to do the consultancy work on this one. And they've got in a guy of a different calibre to Caixinha, to Beale. They've got a guy who is a proven winner, a three-time title winner in Belgium, who was good enough to go to the top league in France on the back of that at Monaco. So I think this guy is from a different level, and he has started to prove that today.
Let's go back to the phones, because John is also hanging on. What impressed you the most, John, when you look at today's performance?
Good evening, Gordon, Hugh, Roger. No. The first time somebody made a first impression like that on me, I married a woman, so it was a good first impression. So,
Gordon Dale, don't say a thing.
No, I'm going
You've
to
been
that.
There many times.
I would say the passing today. The passing was going to players, and Bill's history is gone now, but some of the passing, the first few games of the season, we couldn't make 2-3 yard passes, and it was horrible to watch. And the press was high, but it was when known to press, because sometimes they could have pressed and Hibs could have broke, so they knew when to press. They didn't press all the time, and it was a good press. And as your last caller says, the tackling today, and it was a couple of yellow cards, but it wasn't the tackling was right on the money, and I was just watching night and day. For a couple of weeks ago, I was like, I don't even know why I watched another Rangers game this season, but the day was enjoyable. We could have scored more than 4. Every player got pass marks. Glad Dessel's got his goal. He could have had another one. Came to Seema. If it didn't go to Seema, it probably would have been a penalty. Even Lammers, he's still trying. He's getting in the positions. He hit the post. He's putting the tackles in. Every player today get pass marks, and I've mostly said that about Rangers for a long time. And then Cantwell coming on today, he showed with that pass, with the last call saying, you'll not see a better pass now all weekend.
Roger, would you go as far as to say, has every player got pass marks?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you know, the whipping boys have been Dessers and Lammers, but Dessers did get his goal. I should have scored one earlier, and there was a shot that was blocked, but when Abdullah Seema got his second goal. Lammers too, it was his tackle that we gained possession before Nicholas Raskin scored the second goal just before half-time. So yeah, everybody probably did get pass marks. The worry will be the injuries to Borna Barisic and Scott Wright, particularly Barisic, because Ruud van Yilmaz isn't in the Europa League squad, so it might involve young Adam Devine starting in Prague on Thursday afternoon. But I think the Rangers supporters, they're already phoning in to the show to tell you, Gordon. The Rangers supporters will be a lot happier tonight with what they've seen.
Yeah, I mean, Cyril Dessers not only scores the goal, which means Mark Wilson gets coffee made by you for a month, Gordon Dale, but on a more serious note, it clearly was an important one for him to get. He has clearly been, well, he's been ridiculed a lot on this show. He did have 3 goals before now, hadn't scored in a few games, so what difference could that make?
Oh, well, you see the difference it's made to Seema. All of a sudden, he looks like a guy that's going to put the ball
in the back week in, week out.
And look, if you're a centre forward at Rangers, doesn't matter how you play, you will be judged on your goals. And I know he's got to get substituted. I know we're making a bit of fun about it, but for a lad, it's a great confidence booster. He's put a thought now into the manager's head. You know, at the end of the day, he's there to score goals. He's got one today under a new manager. The object today for Rangers was quite simple. Send the supporters home happy. They've achieved that. They now move on to next
game. The previous caller was still critical of the Dessers' performance despite the goal. So maybe for some it needs to be a bit more, but there is time, I suppose. John, how impressed have you been with Abdullah Seema? Because that's 9 goals already this season. I know there's been a lot of doom and gloom around Rangers, so maybe you know, everyone kind of falls into that same bracket of getting criticised, but that's a great return, is it not?
Well, I'll be honest, when I first seen him the first couple of games, I was like, no. And I was glad we just signed him and loaned him, thinking, is there a loan to buy option? Because he's still raw at times, but that goal return is phenomenal. And He's doing it in Europe, he's doing it in the league. And the day he was everywhere on the park on that side, and he was still trying to tackle for the ball in 89 minutes. And that's in their box or just outside our box. He gave everything today, and last few games he's probably been the only shining light at Rangers. And the thing with Dessers, he's worked under Clement before, so you don't know if he's put an arm around him and he might get goals at him. Sometimes it's a different manager that can get goals at a player, and I'm hoping, because he has worked with him before, there's still a chance for him.
I accept, Roger Hanna, that there is probably an element of over-analysis when a manager's managed one game. You zone in on every little movement and action. But I did notice, I saw a clip on social media there, that Dessers scores, he then comes straight off, and as he comes off, the manager grabs him, and then there's kind of lengthy message clearly getting put across to Cyril Dessers. It just looked like a real deliberate moment from the new manager.
Absolutely, and I can take that further, Gordon, because after the final whistle, you know, the Rangers players on the pitch saluted the home fans, and the players who had been substituted came on, and Dessers went way down to the area at the front of the Brimlin Rowan stand here, where the Union Bears gather, and he was, I think, the last Rangers player to leave again, to leave the park, and he left, you know, with the applause of the Rangers fans ringing in his ears. And he had a huge grin on his face. How many times have you seen Cyril Dessers coming off this pitch, or coming off a pitch where Rangers have played this season, looking down, looking miserable? If you listen to the callers, they're more enthused, they're more energised by this performance and by the way Philippe Clement has set this team up today. The players will be the same, Gordon. You know, it's almost as if a cloud or a weight has been lifted off the shoulders of Cyril Dessers this afternoon. Not a great performance, you know, not a 10 out of 10, far from it, as the callers are saying. But he's got a goal, and every journey starts with a first step.
Journey of a thousand miles begins with a single step. Roger Hanna, me, two old hacks, we know what we're talking about.
I mean, Mark, everything is kind of including that caveat of, you know, it's just the first game, and then you need to do it again, and then you need to do it in the big games. That's just the nature of the demanding football environment that we live in. But as far as doing all you could do, it feels like that was kind of that sort of day for Rangers, wasn't it?
Pretty much so. I think for the manager coming in, what he could affect, he did, and everything in a positive light. You know, what can he affect when he comes in? So just small things. Was it John or Justin mentioned about how Rangers pressed? Of course a manager can affect that, because it's a simple thing to put in the players' minds. But just being relatable to the players, putting an arm around some of them, having a private word with us, some of them, making them feel better about themselves, gives them that extra energy when they go on the pitch. That's the difference you can probably make in 5 days. And he got it all today. He got better performances from a lot of them, if not all of them. He got players back from injury. I think Sima, apart from his two goals, just looked, you know, dangerous. He looked to take players on. He was direct. So he pretty much got the all-round package. I mean, Roger will be able to tell us, did Butland have anything to do apart from that touching the first half? Again, that's a positive, because Rangers pressed really high and won the ball back. So all in all, a good afternoon, and he's on to the next test now. His team selection for midweek, a European game that's going to look totally different, but ticked a lot of boxes today with the Rangers fans.
When you consider that potentially that could be the Viaplay Cup final, Rangers versus Hibs. Rangers of Hearts in the semis, Hibs at Aberdeen. Potentially, that could be the Viaplay Cup final. If you're Nick Montgomery, that doesn't fill you with enthusiasm.
Thank you very much to John and Camus Lang, 0141 951 1025. We are looking back on events at Ibrox. We'll start getting post-match reaction. The first time we'll hear from Philippe Clement after a game. So we'll do that in the not too distant future. And if you want to get your thoughts ahead of tomorrow, Celtic fans, give us a call right now.
The games are over. The talking begins. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
The dust is settling on Saturday's football. We're looking back on it all and previewing tomorrow's action as well. So get your calls in, please. We'll hear from the managers, including Philippe Clement, for the first time post-match. Let's bring in Joe, who's on the line. How's it going, Joe?
All right.
What'd you make of that today?
Thought the performance was a lot better today for Rangers.
What in particular impressed you?
Sima, especially, man. Just for your wingers, man. I like seeing a winger taking players on instead of turning back when a one-on-one, instead of going for it. Trying to get to the byline or whatever, get the ball in, but today it was a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, Roger, how many times do you see quick wingers who actually don't really know how to use their pace and they just don't do it to great effect? I'm not saying Seema does it all the time and he's the finished article, but there was elements of that today that, you know, trying to make it count in good areas.
Yeah, and listen, as one of the callers said earlier on, he's still a bit raw, and there were moments in the game, particularly in the opening 15 minutes before he scored his first goal, where he did take the wrong option and his first touch was quite clumsy. But I think once you get the lift of that first goal, he turned in a really, really impressive performance. He took his second goal well after Desser's shot was blocked, and it was a really good all-round performance. I think that's wider than we've quite often seen him, you know, an authentic left winger in the 4-4-2 this afternoon, and he will be a key player going forward for Philippe Clement.
I remember hearing from some of the Belgian football experts that were having their say on Philippe Clement around the time that he was appointed, and they said he liked to keep his wingers kind of high and wide. I thought, well, that might be a problem because Rangers don't really have any, or Michael Beale recruited with a view to playing players in other areas, but they do have Seema. Scott Wright got the nod today, off injured. Rabbi Matondo's out injured, so is that the way you would expect to see Seema operate then, Gordon?
Yeah, I think what I would have been very pleased with the Rangers manager was the pace of Seema. I seen his first goal on social media, Gordon, and he absolutely kills the Hibs defence with pace. He's still got a bit to do. It's a difficult angle, and it's a terrific finish, and that just sets him off. I keep saying it, if you're playing with a club the size of Rangers, you've come under a little bit of pressure, you're a new signing, people, the jury's still out, the best way to turn that round is put the ball in the back of net. And he's doing that, and you hear the fans on tonight talking and singing his praises. He's obviously flipped the supporters round. They're big fans of him now. He's got to keep doing it. But I think what the Rangers manager seen of him today, he'd have been very, very pleased with.
Overall, Joe, did it feel different? He's no Harry Potter with no magic stick and all that, but, you know, 5 days in the training ground. What looked different to you?
Under the wings, they're getting the ball to the wings, and that's where we're getting melted.
Joe's line's a bit dodgy. Roger, you were there as well. Do you think off the ball or on the ball, what was the main difference? Which of those two departments jumped out most in terms of change?
It's a good question, Gordon, because off the ball there was a change. You know, as we said earlier on, Hibernian try and play football the right way under Nick Montgomery. They try and start deep at the back. David Marshall takes time to feed the ball out to his defenders. But Rangers were in their faces right from the first whistle, and Hibs just didn't get going. Hibs were disappointing this afternoon. And it's Celtic next, and they've got a semi-final coming up against Aberdeen, as you said. So they will need to raise their game. But, you know, it'll be interesting to hear what Nick Montgomery says, because Rangers didn't let them play this afternoon. There was the energy that the fans have been calling for so long. There was that intensity in the press. So with their play without the ball was almost as important today as their play with the ball.
What do you think, Joe? I think we've got you back.
Hi. I thought the day it was Mel Woodfin the play, but under Beale it was off through the middle, and it just didn't work. You could see it wasn't working, and he got rid of most of the wingers. But was he name done alright today? Also, Scott Wright looked like he was halfway out the door, but he looked alright before he went half injured.
Yeah, how did he do, Roger? Not only did he look like he was on his way, did not give an interview at the airport talking about like being on his way to another club, and here he is still starting games for Rangers.
Yeah, he was in Turkey talking to, I think it was Pendik Sport, just before the transfer window closed in August. He looked as if he was set to go and play in Turkey's Super League. He then withdrew from the process, came back, and listen, you know, if Michael Beale wasn't going to pick him, you hang about and you wait until the manager goes and see if the next manager will pick you. So he would get a huge lift from being selected by Philippe Clement in his first game today. He was fine. Again, sometimes there's something lacking in Scott Wright's final ball. That's something he could, you know, do with improving upon. But until he got that knock and had to come off to make way for Todd Cantwell, it was a fine performance, a decent performance.
Thank you very much to Joe on the line. I suppose wide areas of Rangers team, that's almost been the real debating point as they've gone from one manager to the next, because we, you know, the way Steven Gerrard did it was different to the way that Giovanni Van Bronckhorst did it, which was then different to the way Michael Beale did it. And it all sort of relied upon whether the width comes from the fullbacks and how high you expect them to be, or whether there's a more natural wide players further up that do it. So It feels like a lot of Rangers fans maybe quite like what they're seeing. And again, I keep saying it, obviously, one game down.
Well, in a strange way, I think because Barisic and Tavernier's delivery is so good that it's made certain managers' minds up that that's where the width would come from, because they're so good at delivering the ball on the money. However, it takes a lot away from you. You know, Sima today, keeping the width, but just using that natural pace to go by players obviously gets you in any more dangerous areas further up the field. And it looks like Clement may stick to that he actually, I hark back to the 4-4-2, hark back about 10 years ago when loads of teams were playing it, that was your dangerous areas. Get the ball to the wide man, leave him to just go and take the full back on and see where it gets you. It might just be like that, but he needs the personnel to do it. It looks like you've got Sima on one side, Scott Wright going to be the answer. My opinion, I very much doubt it. I think Matondo would maybe play that role, but January will be huge. If Clement's going to play that way, then he'll need to recruit properly for those areas, an area that Michael Beale, remember, didn't think he needed, but then reverted back to Matondo. So those are the things that the new manager will be paying attention to. I know he's got a lot of jobs and a lot of stuff on his desk at the minute, but being a manager at Rangers, but he's got to look to the future as well, of what he needs in January.
One thing he said in his many press conferences prior to today, everyone starts with a clean slate. And that includes Scott Wright. And, you know, the manager, I'm sure, will have looked at Sima and thought, he's better than I thought he was. So they've all got a chance, all the way to Ross McCausland, who came on late in the game. Everyone, clean slate.
Thank you very much to Joe, who's gone anyway, even if I wanted to bring him back in. I don't know if the line's broken up or he's got better places to be, both entirely possible explanations. But the Philippe Clement post-match interview is in our inbox, which means it will make its way to your ears very soon indeed. Let's go to Gary in East Kilbride now, though. Gary, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm just heading back from the game at the moment.
What was the big takeaway from today, then?
A lot better. Definitely played with a bit more urgency, moved the ball a bit quicker. I think the first half was sort of a wee bit slow. But obviously went in with the two goals, so that's always a great start. I felt a lot better to get to the end of the game and not be holding on to my seat and hoping and praying that we get through it. So yeah, it was definitely a better feeling leaving 4-0 up than it was the last couple of games. So I definitely think he seems to have got a bit more out of players. I'm still not convinced on Dessers. I thought he took his goal well. I actually thought he'd screwed it up a wee bit when he took that extra touch, but he put it away well. And Sima, again, it was a toss-up between him, Lundstrom and Raskin, and maybe even Tav for me for man of the match today. I thought they all had a decent game. And you can definitely see what he's working on, so that's always a good sign that you can actually see that there is a wee bit of urgency there.
Yeah, I mean, Roger, look, Cyril Dessers wasn't going to turn into this super confident, swashbuckling player overnight. You know, given the start to the season, I suppose Gary's right. Is it one of the Sima goals? You know, Dessers probably he possibly should score at that moment. It doesn't matter because it falls to a teammate. But is it a start for him? Is that the way it has to be viewed?
Yeah, I think he can only view it that way, Gordon. I mean, he was on the floor in terms of his confidence and his self-belief going into this game. It was actually a surprise that he was listed in the team sheet. We said that when we saw the teams at 2 o'clock. I think most people, with Danilo and Kemar Roof both on the bench, I think people thought one or other of those players would have started and maybe got an hour. He's not, you know, scintillating. He's not getting the fans like Gary off their seats today. But he's, you know, he missed chances, but he kept going. He kept his head up, and he took his chance at the end. It can only lift him. It can only start the process of restoring the confidence, restoring the belief in his own ability. I think Fraser Wishart said between 2 and 3 o'clock, the likes of Dessers and Lammers can't be as bad as they looked under Michael Beale. You know, they've got impressive career CVs. They must be better than the Rangers fans have seen. And maybe this afternoon they began to show the Rangers fans what they can bring to the party.
Just out of curiosity, Gary, was Philippe Clement the man you wanted, or did you want someone else and this is the start of you being won over? What's your opinion been in the last couple of weeks?
We're getting him, I thought it was a sign of getting somebody in that's a bit experienced. I've said for the past couple that I felt that Kuznetsov from Bodo Glimt's always been my choice, but come on, he's got a decent pedigree, he's won stuff in Belgium, and he seems to, a lot of people seem to say, gets the best out of players. What I did notice is when he subbed Dessers and Lammers, he actually took 5-10 seconds as they were coming off to bring them in and basically just talk to them one-to-one as they were coming onto the bench. So that would sort of go down the man-manager route, and if that's the case, it's positive signs.
I don't know why people are having such a hard time coming round to Philippe Clement, because, as I say, he is cut from a different cloth to recent managers of Rangers. He is from a higher calibre altogether, and he was believable, if I can put it that way. Rangers took a chance on a man, Michael Beale, who had managed Queen's Park Rangers 24 times. That was the extent of his managerial career, 24 games, and they fell for him, and they then had to admit their mistake. This guy is of a different order.
I think we can hear from Philippe Clement very soon. Yes, in fact, right now. The first time we've heard from him post-match. Here's what he had to say.
I'm happy. I'm happy about the result. I'm happy that the seeds that we planted this week in the 2 days or the days before with the guys who were here, that the team is trying to do them as good as possible. I still saw a lot of details we can make better. But I've seen a team really stayed well in the structure, made the runs also without ball. Also the tempo that we played. And the most important thing for me was the reaction after losing ball or after missing a chance. Our reactions were good, and that's a crucial part in modern football.
The fact that the players have taken a lot of information on board over the last few days and put in a performance like that, does that give you a lot of confidence for the next few weeks and months?
Yeah, but there need to be confirmation. It's like the honeymoon, everything is new. They need to confirm this the next weeks, the next months. On the downside for me is that I see a player falling out after 10 minutes. I see other players who had struggled to play 90 minutes also. So there are still several players injured or coming back out of injury. So that's going to be also a main task together with the performance staff to get everybody at this best level, this best physical level, to produce this kind of games and better every 3 days, the next couple of months. It's not about one moment doing it and then afterwards being too tired to do it again 3 days later. So we have still a lot of job to do, but I'm really happy about the reaction. And I'm most happy also to see how fast the synergy between players and fans was back today.
He's clearly not impressed by the general state of fitness of the Rangers players. He's made one or two remarks there that show that is the case. But he knows it can get better, he will make it better, and he knows how to make it better. And, you know, the phrase that he used straight away, the seeds that we planted, well, he came up roses today, didn't he?
Oh, nice line, Hugh. I thought that was impressive. Hugh's right about, you know, referring back to the fitness and the injury to Barisic, and talking about the performance staff, getting everybody up to speed to go again. And that's what's required at a big club when European games are around the corner, followed by another important league game or the semi-final coming up. But he seems happy, not getting ahead of himself, and I think Rangers fans will be pleased to hear that. You know, just reiterating that it's not about today, it's about what happens in the coming months. So I think he handled that pretty well, but definitely, if I was a Rangers player, I'm thinking my fitness work is going to go up Monday to Friday.
Yeah, it was simple for me. I think what I took from that interview was quite easy. I think he's enjoyed his day. He's got off to a terrific start. But in the back of his mind, he still knows there's a lot of work to be done. Let's not be carried away here.
Yeah, Gary, is that the impression that it gives you?
Yeah, definitely. Fans have said since Gio that the fitness levels didn't seem to be great, so him coming in and saying that sort of solidifies what the fans have thought for a wee while. But it's definitely, it's encouraging signs, I'll definitely give him that. And as I say, it wasn't my first choice, but I wasn't unhappy with him coming in. I do think he's got a decent level there. And as Hugh says, he's a lot more experienced than the guys we've brought in previously. So I'm excited to see how it goes going forward.
Yeah, Roger, did his post-match analysis, anything jump out for you?
Quite calm,
reserved in his praise, but easy to come in and you know, praise all the players over the top for a 4-0 win against a, you know, a decent Hibs side. But he seemed more measured, more assured in his words. He chose his words carefully. He wasn't going crazy with excitement. So I think he knows there's more to come from those players. He will demand more from those players, both individually and collectively. He said, you know, there are things there that can be improved upon, and it'll be a long process improving them.
Roger Hannah, we'll say our farewells to you. You can enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening. We will bid you farewell.
Thanks very much, guys. I'll be around for my coffee in 10 minutes, Daz.
Cheers, Roger.
You look angry that he's been let go early. He wanted to keep kept there all night, didn't he?
Ridiculous. I was there to the tune went up.
Yeah, honestly, it's just one of those things. Thank you to Gary on the line as well. You can keep the calls coming on today's football. Rangers fans, it might be a good time to switch focus because Celtic are at Tynecastle tomorrow as well. We'll look at that next.
Say 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
We're into the final parts, but we are not done yet on the football discussion, not by a long way. We're going to preview Hearts against Celtic tomorrow, so Celtic fans, get your calls in. John in Largs is on the line. What did you make of today, John?
Hi guys, hi panel, how yous all doing?
Good.
Very, very impressed today. What impressed me most was the structure of our back line for a change. So the defence was very well structured and very well organised. I noticed with a little tweak that Tav and well Barisic and then Ridvan, when they came on, they weren't pushing as high and they weren't found out of position as much today as what they have been in previous games, allowing obviously other teams to get down that wing and get in behind us. So I was very impressed with that today.
And that's it, Mark. That goes back to what the previous discussion we had. That is okay if you've got guys up the pitch providing the width. That's the idea.
Yeah, and again, it'll be interesting to see if that's something to come in weeks ahead, because, you know, Philip Clement would have looked at Hibs' threat as well. Where's Hibs' most dangerous players? Boyle on one side and Ewan on the other. So do you say to your fullbacks, you know, go ahead and have a free rein and charge up the pitch? Of course not. So it's certainly done his homework in that respect. But you're right, if you've got guys ahead of you, that is your game plan. That's the way you want to play. You want to play with wingers who take you up the pitch, not fullbacks that take you up the pitch. Then Tavernier and Barisic and Yilmaz are going to do some of their better work from, you know, the middle third of the pitch.
How important was the nature of that convincing win, John, in terms of giving maybe even the fans something to kind of just buy into? You know what it would have been like? I know it was only day one, but if it hadn't gone right today, this phone-in would have been explosive. Was it important to do that today?
I think it was very important to try and get rid of that toxic atmosphere that was Ibrox for the last few weeks. I was at that, obviously I'd be a season ticket holder for over 20 years now. But that last game against Aberdeen is probably one of the most toxic atmospheres I've seen at Ibrox for a long, long, long time. So it was good to actually get rid of that, get the fans behind the players for a change. Just another couple of little points that I was impressed with today. Obviously, one of the other ones was intensity of the players themselves. You could see players spurring each other, players on, especially Lundstrom. Every chance he got, he was telling players, right, you're here, you're there. I was very impressed. Also, what I've seen today on the touchline, not from the manager, but from actually one of the coaches. So before a player was coming on, they actually had one of the coaches out, putting them through their paces before they came on, which I've not seen done by any of the managers previously. So obviously the guy's doing his homework. He's getting the players physically and mentally as ready for the game as they possibly can before putting them on, which was very, very impressive.
There is something known as a new manager bounce, Gordon, and sometimes it just happens, and then it might even, you know, kind of fizzle out, and you think, well, of course players should try a bit harder, or they should look a bit more intense when they've got a new manager to impress. But is that the bit that, say you are Michael Beale, say you're listening right now, hi Michael, you think, well, hold on a minute, why didn't I get that level of intensity?
That is a big question, and I think Michael Beale would be quite right to ask that. But
or is he not the right man to get it out of them? You know, it's a two-way street, I suppose.
That's the other thing. But he's gone, and it's now forward-thinking new manager. Look, you can tell he's made a good impression. You've got guys on, like John, on talking about noticing wee things about the substitutions. You know, the coaches are out warming the subs up before they come on. Whether that makes a great difference or not, I'll never know, right? But it's small details that fans pick up on. Look, Rangers have had a very, very good day today, but I thought the manager spoke very well after the game, and he basically put it out there. Yes, let's enjoy it. I was pleased with certain parts of it, mm-hmm. but we have a lot of work to do.
Here's what he had to say on Cyril Dessers.
For Cyril, it's also simple. I talked with him about that this week. It's about doing hard work every day, repeating, doing hard work for the team also. Because if he didn't score today, he still would have had a good game because he worked for the team. Same with Sam. They worked really hard for the team, and because of that, we can do good pressing. Hibs is a good team. They showed this the last couple of weeks with good football, but they struggled to do their normal football because our attacking players did their defensive job. And it's, for me, not important who's scoring goals. It's not important that it's the striker or a winger or a midfielder or a central defender. No, it's about scoring the goals, getting the results, and to be one team all the time.
Thank you to John in Largs. That was John there sharing his thoughts on Rangers, and Philippe Clement giving his on Cyril Dessers, Hugh.
I think that Dessers has looked like a player intimidated by his surroundings since he arrived at Rangers. John, who's just left us, spoke about the toxic atmosphere at Ibrox, and he, Dessers, has been swallowed up by that toxic atmosphere. Now, I don't think it's hard to understand that when a Belgian is joined by a Belgian manager, there is a natural affinity. He immediately feels more comfortable in his environment. And today, Dessers finally got a goal, and we had Roger Hannon's word for it that he was the last player off the park because he was milking the applause, which is, again, understandable. If you've taken the abuse, and he certainly has, then you're entitled to milk the applause when it comes along. So that's another factor to ensure that Philippe Clement and Cyril Dessers have had a good day.
He does represent Nigeria though, so just you remember that for when it's asked on a full-time teaser.
He's
or something.
Nigerian Kevin Kyle, according to a caller from a few weeks ago.
There was one of those.
I think the Nigerian Kevin Kyle caller might come back on, along with the man who said that Tavernier should get back in his Lamborghini and go.
Well, there is still a long way to go. We need to wait and see what Cyril Dessers produces. It is just one afternoon, so we will see. What about tomorrow, Mark Wilson? It's a touch early to do the whole... The gap's been cut to 4 points. Rangers have played the day before Celtic. It does bring its natural sort of question of, okay, it is now four, and what can Celtic do to respond?
Well, look, there's always pressure when you're setting to play, particularly when you go to Tynecastle. Now, Celtic have dealt with it in recent years pretty well. Going back that last year, the introduction of VAR, great game, plenty goals, but still get the job done. Look, Celtic are progressing for me quite nicely under Brendan Rodgers. I think they're getting better game by game. I think the best performance was at home against Kilmarnock, where they created plenty of chances, scored plenty of goals. Brendan Rodgers will be looking for the same again tomorrow.
Can I just say to you, the phrase is back. After today, a draw is a disaster, a defeat is a catastrophe.
I'm not going to get carried away with Tynecastle, a very difficult place to go. I think Celtic will go there very confident. Look, Hearts will make a game of it, no doubt about that. But I think Celtic, the way they're going about their business just now, Rangers getting a good result today, I think they'll respond tomorrow and win.
Anything in particular that you're looking for team selection wise, Mark? It's all quite straightforward.
Well,
the
wide area for me going forward, I mean, is Palmer nailed that down? Is he going to be a certain starter? I think that's the only...
I think when you look at the Kilmarnock game, certainly if he was in already that day and he then goes and scores the goal that he did...
You would also like to think he was.
He also has that eye for goal. You know, those who have been chosen before him have not shown his kind of...
Centre-half position as well for Celtic. I mean, Lagerbielke scores midweek for Sweden. So it's up for grabs. Skills... Listen, he's done great. Does he stay in? I would expect he would. But, like, it's all about performance, about getting to know the manager's ways. Hatate, O'Reilly and McGregor forming a partnership that, you know, we've seen in previous
I only think it's a wide area, Mark. And I think Palm will start. I think two centre-backs will be Carter Vickers and Scales all day long. I don't think he'll change up.
think it really is just going to be a case of
Navroski is back as well, is he not? Is he back fit?
Until Scales' Celtic performances drop, he's in.
Correct. It's got to be. Look, for Scales, it's another test away at another ground. I know Daz has seen about results in previous years, but it is difficult to play at Tynecastle, and it's another one for him to tick off the list. So it's going to be a test for him. Look, Hearts haven't been particularly good under Stephen Naismith in recent weeks. So, you know, Celtic cannot take this fixture easily, because this can swing, you know, performance levels get raised against Celtic and Rangers. But Celtic should have enough to get the job done and move on to midweek game against Atletico Madrid, which is going to be another huge one for them. Yeah, just around the corner.
I can't disagree with that, but I watch Scales in international duty as well. I think the confidence that guy's playing with is incredible. He's becoming a fan's favourite. He's nailed down for me. I know that the new signings are coming back and Lager Bielka midweek and everything, but I think it would be very harsh to replace Scales. I think the Scales has got the jersey just now, and I think he will keep it until he gets through a real bad period, but there's no signs of that. The wide area, Palma, as we spoke about before international break, I think he's nailed on. I think he can pick Celtic team.
Because you have to say, Hugh, Celtic's away fixtures have been tough, you know, on paper this season. They've obviously had to go to Ibrox, they've gone to Pittodrie, they've gone to Livingston, they've gone to Motherwell, and they then go to Tynecastle tomorrow. So far, we've probably said this a lot about, oh, you know, tough place to go, and I'm sure it still is, but they've passed all those examinations so far.
Four tough away places, four wins. You can't argue with that. And their record against Hearts in the last couple of years has been superb. And Brendan Rodgers is a highly astute man. He's every bit the man of high calibre that Philippe Clement is. And he knows, as he looks across town, that things have changed. The landscape has altered because of Clement's arrival. And Celtic need to be going into that game tomorrow with their eyes wide open. They have the talent to beat Hearts, and they should do.
He knows what a danger Tynecastle is, though. Remember, it was there where that unbelievable run came to an end when nobody would have seen that coming, and it ended in spectacular fashion. So he knows it's a difficult place, but he should get the job done.
He's had some memorable moments there. Memories of Scott Sinclair climbing off the bench hours after signing as well.
And it was the fixture hours later, almost, when he left Celtic and Neil Lennon had to step in. So it's a place that he knows pretty well, and he knows what's expected.
Yeah, but I think they'll go there with bags of confidence, Gordon. I know what the boys are saying, because we always say about Tynecastle, I just think Celtic have got too much quality. Mark touched on it. The Hearts aren't a team that's banging for them. I just feel Celtic, especially tomorrow, after Rangers' result today, will also put down a marker. I think they'll win comfortably in Edinburgh.
How would you sum up today's football, Hugh? It was a fixture card ripped apart by the weather. We had a few big games on, though.
You cannot declare a transformation has taken place after one game, but you can acknowledge that in Philippe Clement, Rangers have a man who has the potential to carry out a transformation. 4-0 against Hibs is a very good result for him. And for Kilmarnock, good return to form, convincing win over Livy. And in the Championship, Dundee United top with a 5-0 win at Firhill. A good win for a good win.
Hugh Keevans is away to watch Strictly, Gordon Dale's away to the pub, and Mark Wilson's away to the bingo. How these three live their lives on a Saturday night.
We life will in the fast lane.
Speak to you on Monday from 6. You can listen back on the podcast as always, and stay right there. The GBX is up next.